Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for September 28th. God wants us to trust Him. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Exodus 16:4. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Exodus 16:31. Every evening at dusk, I fill my bird feeders with bird seed. In the morning, to the bird's amazement, I'm sure, there is more seed for them to eat. If they could talk, I wonder if they might say, Where did this come from? It was almost gone when we went to bed. Does the seed grow overnight? This is a mystery we don't understand, but we sure are happy when we see the food again. I give my birds food because I care about them. When Moses was leading the Israelites through the wilderness to the promised land, the people were hungry and needed food for their health and strength. Moses couldn't go to the grocery store to buy food. Instead, he depended on God to supply what the people needed. But the Israelites were unhappy with Moses. They accused him of taking them into the wilderness to kill them. God heard the complaint from his people and told Moses that he would rain bread from heaven. God also gave strict instructions telling the Israelites how much food they could have each day, but some did not obey him. They did not believe there would be enough food for them the next day, so they gathered more than God had instructed, and they kept some overnight. During the night, worms infested it, and the next day it stank and had to be thrown away. God provided manna during the morning, but as soon as the sun came out, the manna melted. In the evening, God provided meat. He wanted the Israelites to know that I am the Lord your God, Exodus 16:12. The Israelites did not have to worry about food again. They knew exactly where it had come from. God wants us to trust Him and believe that He will provide all that we need. Today, thank God for all the provisions that He gives you daily. Can you name some of His blessings? Do I tell God my needs and trust Him to provide them? Do I thank God for the blessings He has already given me? When God meets one of my needs, do I remember to thank Him? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for September 28th.